Hello, welcome to the English Newsroom Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, continuing the ongoing fifth session of the 15th National Assembly this morning, legislators discussed in the hall on additional assessment of the results of the implementation of the socio-economic development plan and the state budget in 2022. Implementation of the socio-economic development plan and the state budget in the first months of the year 2023. Attendees expressed agreement with the report on additional assessment of the results of the implementation of the socio-economic development plan and the state budget in 2022, the implementation of the socio-economic development plan and state budget in the early months of 2023. They said that some solutions government mentions closely monitoring the market and commodity prices in order to have timely policies and solutions, ensuring the balance of supply and demand, and regulating appropriate price stabilization. Today, the Standing Committee of Kantar City Party Committee held a conference to review the 10-year implementation of Resolution No. 29, Education and Training, meeting the requirements of industrialization and modernization in the context of a socialist-oriented market economy and international integration, Resolution No. 29. After 10 years of implementing Resolution No. 29, the city's education and training basically achieved the set targets and tasks. The network of schools, classes, and the size of students at all levels and levels is increasing. Yesterday afternoon, the Standing Committee of Kantar City Political Essay Contest on protecting the ideological foundation of this party for the first time in 2023 had a meeting to implement the contest. As of May 29, there were 1,173 words submitted by organizations and individuals of the city to participate in the political action contest on protecting the ideological foundation of the party for the first time in 2023. The contest will summarize and award prizes in the first half of July. Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee Phạm Văn Hiếu noted the contest held the first time is very meaningful, contributing to propaganda and ideological orientation for cadres, party members and people straight in the following time. Focus on promoting administrative reform, start pushing responsibility, causing difficulties or delays in resolving project implementation procedures. That is the direction of the chairman of Kantar City People's Committee Trung Viu Trung at a meeting with the Real Estate Association, department sectors, districts on removing difficulties and obstacles, especially in legal procedures for the safe and sustainable development of the real estate market. The chairman of the City People's Committee requested localities and units to actively hold dialogue and work directly with enterprises and project investors, noting difficulties and problems arising in the implementation of the project to promptly resolve issues within its competence, strengthening the direction, administration, and speeding up the processes, progress of recourse of the content of officers and civil servants so as to not prolong due to time and backlog work. Responding to the youth volunteer campaign in the summer and the pickman of action for children of Kantar City Youth in 2023, on the morning of June 1st, the Student Support Center of Kantar City coordinated with UNICEF for the program co-organizer of the Dream Drive program, connecting the love of visiting and giving gifts to pediatric patients at Kantar Hospital of Hematology and Blood Transfusion. The first activity of the Dream Bus is to visit and give gifts to children who are being treated at the Kantar Hospital and Hematology and Blood Transfusion. The program gave 50 gifts, each worth 150,000 dong, to the children and their relatives. The gifts are cases and meal boxes, but with high human values, showing the spirit of good lives to protect torn lives of the city's youth in taking care of children in extremely difficult circumstances. Today in Kantar City, GFA Consultant Company, Chick Project and some related units held the opening ceremony of the trainers' training on improving business activity capacity for rice cooperatives in the Mekong Delta. The Project Green Innovation Center, or JIC in Vietnam, is supporting 91 rice cooperatives in 6 provinces, An Giang, Cần Thơ, Đồng Tháp, Hậu Giang, Kiên Giang and Sóc Trăng, in order to improve business capacity and increase competitiveness and profits for cooperatives and when participating in the rice value chain. That's all for the English News of Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.